Chapter 5, Dates and Lovers, How Other People Can Actually Bring You Back Together with Your Ex. Often dating other people is exactly what you need to realize that your world is not over. Increase your self-confidence and take your mind off your troubles. It also shows your ex that you are confident, not desperate in moving on. This is powerful. I have seen many couples get back within days. At this point, you should still be holding strong and avoiding any contact with your ex. You're focused on taking care of your mind and body. Now it's time to put yourself out there a bit. How can this work? Well, this will do several things for you when it comes to reconciling. You may be afraid that your ex is going to know that you've been dating someone else. This is actually a good thing. Usually, when someone begins to date someone else, it means that they've moved on. Now, you may know that you really haven't moved on, but your ex is in the dark. When you take the first step of going out with someone else, you show your ex that you're not desperate or panicked. Instead, you appear self-assured and strong. By dating other people, you'll begin to feel a little bit taller in your shoes. Knowing that someone else actually can find you attractive is a great thing. It's also great for you to have some fun while you're taking a break from your ex. Whether you ask someone out or they asked you, the fact that you're on a date means that there can be life out there without your ex. Even if this relationship isn't going to be permanent, at least you're doing it. When you're busy playing out of town, you have less time for lying in bed and wallowing in misery. Instead of being miserable and depressed, you'll be doing something constructive. When you've been in a relationship for a long time, you may feel a bit apprehensive about meeting new people. This is a great time to just jump in and do it, when you know you're not really looking for a long-term relationship. Because you know you want to work on things with your ex, you don't have to fret about whether or not you find Mr. or Mrs. right. Instead, you can focus on having fun and making new friendships. If you've been out of the dating pool for a while, you may need some help diving back in. Where do you meet someone? The society in which we live provides many opportunities for dating when you're freshly single. The most obvious place to look for a decent date is on the internet. You can find a single site for just about any person. There are local sites, national sites, as well as sites based on religion and culture. There are sites that do the matching for you based on personality profiles, and still others where you can search and browse and then make contact. You can also go to chat rooms to find people who are interested in the same things as you. At one time, there may have been a bit of a stigma with online dating, but these days it's as common as it can be. All you need to get started is a few digital pictures of yourself and an internet connection. Because you're not looking for anything long-term at this point, the internet is a great way to get started. Speed dating is another popular way to meet people. Most major cities have companies that provide this service. The idea is you get to have dates that last anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes so that you can see if you have an initial attraction with someone. You'll go in a circle so that you'll meet several people in a short time. Then if both of you are interested, you can exchange numbers or arrange a date at different time and locations. This is a great way to meet a lot of potential dates all at one time. Another option for dating is a dinner club. Again, this is an option that you can find in larger cities. When you join the club, you'll be scheduled for an appointment that has lots of different people joined together for a meal. You'll be able to chat with many different people in a low-pressure environment. If you make a connection, great. If not, at least you've enjoyed a meal. If you're not comfortable with dating services, you may want to see if your friends or family can set you up with someone. Some people love to be set up and others hate it. It's probably not in your comfort zone, but it can be a great way to meet people. If dating is something that you're pretty apprehensive about, you're going to have to force yourself to do it. This can be very difficult. You need to set a goal for yourself so that you'll get it done and you can feel accomplished. You should have the goal to go on at least one date a week while you're taking a break from your ex. Preferably, each of these dates should be with different people so that you get to meet a variety of potential partners. Thinking about this may put you in the die zone, meaning that you'd rather die than do this. But once you've gone on one date, each subsequent date will be a little easier. You really have to have the attitude of just do it. You have to get past your fears and your excuses and just make the move. Once you're on a date, there are some things about which you need to be reminded. You aren't looking for anything permanent, but that doesn't mean that you don't need to be vocal about your intentions while you're on the date. Here are some tips for an enjoyable evening. Don't spend time talking about your ex. It's not something that should even be entering in the conversation. Focus on the person that you are with and truly try to get to know each other. You never know when you'll make a great new friend or even a future lover. Be honest and be kind. If you're not interested in continuing to date someone, let him or her know that you don't think this was a love connection. Don't string someone along by saying you're going to call when you're not. Let loose and have some fun. Don't be worried about what your ex will think if he or she finds out about this. Just enjoy yourself and have a good time. Put your best face forward. Don't try to sabotage the date because you're thinking about your ex. Dress to impress and behave the same way. Keep an open mind. You may really like the person you're dating on a specific night. Allow yourself to make that connection and be open to this being a new relationship for you. Now or down the road. Don't get depressed if you don't meet anyone you like or who likes you. Sometimes you just have to meet some people that aren't right for you, and that doesn't mean that there's no one else out there for you. While you're trying to find a date for Friday night, you may find out that your ex is doing the same. This may be very upsetting for you and make you feel like you won't have a chance after your month is up. It could even cause you to panic and break your no-contact agreement. You simply must not contact your ex. Trying to call up your ex and ask about his or her dating is just going to make you look desperate again. Instead of drawing your ex closer to you, you'll be pushing them away. Instead, you should look at the positive things that can come from your ex dating other people. Just as you are uncomfortable when you meet someone new, your ex is probably having the same feelings. A new person won't have the same history that you have with your ex. This will end up in your favor. Someone on the rebound rarely mates for life with the next person they date. This probably won't last long. In fact, a study shows that 90% of rebound relationships do not work out. So if you play the odds and keep your cool while they are dating, you can position yourself very well for a reunion. On the other hand, if you freak out and make a ton of mistakes because you're in panic mode, then you are much further from getting back together. The further you are from your breakup you get, the more your ex will become nostalgic about your relationship. Instead of remembering all the bad things, he or she will begin to remember all the good times. This will diminish the quality of any new people that your ex dates. So instead of worrying about your ex dating someone else, be glad. This means that he or she is probably seeing that the other fish in the sea are not that great compared to you and your past together. Being uncomfortable dating new people will help your ex to rejoice in the idea of the comfortable rhythm you have in your relationship. This will help when you do finally reach out for contact. While it's incredibly important to test the dating waters as soon as possible, it's also critical to remember that rebound relationships can often be problematic. There are several reasons for this. You feel vulnerable as a result of your breaking up. You're desperate to know the other people you will find attractive and appealing. You may make rash decisions because you're in emotional crisis. You might be willing to overlook major problems with a new date because you just want to move on. While it may be tempting to dive into another long-term relationship, it's generally not a good idea to do so. Going on a few dates to gain self-confidence and have fun is great, but you may want to wait to make any lasting commitments with someone. If you find someone with whom you have a strong connection, it's okay to keep him or her in mind for something more serious. Just take your time. You don't want to do something rash that you'll later regret. Instead of opting for a Vegas wedding on your second day, try dating for a few months first. Once you've successfully completed your homework of having a period of no contact with your ex for a month, it's time to begin reconnecting with your old relationship. In the next chapter, you'll learn about what you need to do to reach out to your ex without putting pressure on the relationship.